Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dr. Ryan Schreiter, Associate Professor, Clinical Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple. Dr. Schreiter specializes in throwing injuries, overuse injuries, concussion management and treatment, and he is the team doctor for Temple Athletics.
Doc, welcome to our show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. And for the record, I didn't give up any tickets. So
no, of course not. Believe me. Although I know as a physician, you're one of these rich people. All right, Doc, first thing. Achilles tear in an athlete at 33. What's the prognosis? Can he still come back and be an effective player?
He'll come back. It'll be a long road. You're looking anywhere between 9 to 12 months of rehab, and that's just after having it surgically repaired, which gives the least likelihood of re-rupture. It's going to be a long road for him, but, I mean, he's got a good medical staff around him. He's got good rehab, and, he's going to put forth it because I know he wants to get back on the field for sure.
Doc, were you watching? And if so, did you know it was an Achilles right away?
Good question. I didn't rewatch. I couldn't find any tape. I'm kind of frantically looking on Google. But typically with these it was a non-contact injury.
Yeah.
So typically with those, I mean, the classic is the guy thinks he gets hit or someone punched him or gets hit. I mean, the other thing is I hear, oh, I got hit by a log at the shore, right? And I'm like, I don't see any logs down the shore. Anyway, but the non-contact injury, probably he had some underlying, he could possibly have some underlying like Achilles tendonitis or tendinosis, and then it just ruptured. And typically they look behind him and then they go straight down to the ground and grab the back of their ankle. I think that's kind of what the pieces of the puzzle that are getting put together. So yeah, that's likely what happened. He's likely getting imaging right now for surgical planning. But it's a pretty obvious diagnosis on the field and on the sideline.
Yeah, the way they were talking after it had a fatalistic tone to it. Doc, Brandon Brooks, chest injury. What are the options here? What could that be?
Yeah, good question. Obviously, he's stable because he wasn't transferred to the hospital. As a sideline physician, I'm always worried, are they breathing okay? Is this a rib injury? Is this a rib fracture? You worry about, something going on with the lungs. Obviously, that's stable. There's x-rays right there, at the link. My thought is this more of a shoulder type, a pectoralis or a pec tear? When it comes to pec tears, you worry about the location. That's kind of what I could easily talk about, what I'm comfortable talking about, too, because obviously I don't know. But with a pectoralis or a pec tear, you're looking – it could be a tear at the tendon or it could be a tear right off the bone. It kind of determines that's the swing between that 4 week or 6 week mark to another 6 months. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
God. So we're looking at even best case scenario, maybe a month, Doc?
Best case scenario, yeah. I mean, if it's just like a rib contusion or maybe a shoulder type injury, maybe just, got an injury there. Try to watch the Eagles games as a fan, but I can't help myself either. But,
I don't blame you. All right, Doc, one more.
I was the same way.
One more, absolutely. Doc. And this is I want to incorporate Carson Wentz into this because I'm devastated. He hurt his ankle and was not able to complete the second loss.
Tell.
Here's the thing, Doc. Why do some people, Brandon Brooks, Carson Wentz, always get hurt? Is it biological, psychological? Yeah. What is it? Why do some guys never stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate job security for people like myself. But then there's also, I mean, it's you know, you look at what they do on the sideline, and I mean, you guys have been down there. It's just the speed, the amount of impact, the forces that these men take on a daily basis, and let alone on Saturdays or Sundays. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, I think some people could be more injury prone. Maybe it's a body awareness thing. Maybe it's a luck thing. I don't know. If I could predict that, boy, you know, that'd be amazing. But yeah, I think, you know, I mean, maybe he has, you know, maybe Carson has some underlying injuries elsewhere. You know, I believe the body's, you know, a unit and connected. So if he's compensating for something else, like a groin strain or something in his back, he could be, you know, favoring that. And that's why he's doing it. And maybe he's not 100% healthy, but going out there, I don't know. But yeah, he does seem to be a little injury prone. And I do see that, you know, in different athletes that I take. I wish, you know, that's the whole point of the combine, is to try to predict that. But obviously no one's figured that formula out yet.
Doc, it's so troubling. Doc, thank you so much for all the great doctors at NovaCare. Doc, great stuff. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.